Yeah, we're gonna go on a trip. Inside your mind. A little place far away from where you normally would be. That's the destination, anyway. The journey itself is equally important. Because there are certain responsibilities which must be discharged during the journey. Certain things which must happen. And when they've happened, they'll enhance your understanding, your safety, and your ability to drop deep for me in future. So close your eyes, if you hadn't already. There's a lot of discussion about whether eyes really need to be closed for this, and my take is, focusing one's mind with the black, inky expanse of very slight pressure from the lowered and drowsy lids is an easier thing than the alternative. After all, the world around us is a busy, bustling place, often full of distractions, often enough to set us away from our more relaxed, meditative, calm selves. I needn't give explicit instructions, but now and then it's fun to do so. Allow your body to fade out of relevance until all that remains is the mind which listens, the viewpoint which follows, the sensation which creeps into your body, your brain, creeps in everywhere. So no matter where you inquire within yourself, you feel relaxation, peace, tranquility even, listening to me, with me in the shared moment, the moment where my mind is focused entirely on you, and your breathing can deepen, and you can feel safer, safe enough to let parts of you normally buried surface as they may please. Safe enough to examine yourself and find, like someone peering into a computer system, organizing, examining, checking that everything's in order. You're able to do that little self-audit better here than you would elsewhere. And as opposed to those who might try to keep you from examining yourself so they could slip their own agenda in, my agenda is best served when you examine yourself, know yourself, and your brain knows where the relaxing buttons to push are. 'Cause then all I need to do is earn your trust. And when you trust, we, together, progress. That's the simplest lesson. It's where any kind of training with someone who's going to be listening to me a lot, going to be playing with me a lot, will start. The understanding that we collaboratively create what you experience. You could go sit in a room, light a candle, stare at it, meditate, watch the flicker of the flame. But that kind of journey is a little more passive, and you have to use the tools that are inside your mind. Together we can share my toolbox, and I've always been thought to be quite handy. So you listen. You enjoy the fact that you get to use the tools too, that your mind has an opening for such things. But sometimes it's less about that kind of bulky pursuit, and more about the elegance of the journey itself. The words I say constitute the journey. The mind I present to you constitutes what I am able to share. We are connected. And the words I say travel to you, into you, through you, and present to you an understanding that you and I are in this moment together. Peaceful, sleepy, drowsy, deeper. A journey. See before you the possibility of travel. You needn't physically go anywhere. Your mind, open as it is, can be guided by me. By my words, by my descriptions, can progress outside of its ordinary shell and its typical confines, and into a drowsy place where words as simple as night-night pet can carry you away. And then you are sleepy, drowsy, with access to further words. You see before you that The inside of the mind is open to any number of visualized or fantastic scenarios. If you read a book, if you watched a TV show, whatever you did would take you on a journey of its own. But here, where story time is invoked, we are participating in an ancient and very human tradition. The tradition of what's next? Because that's really what you're doing, is listening to my words to find out what's next. And just like a conversation between two people, it'd be rude for me to leave off in the middle, and rude for you to go unless you had a good reason. So you should stay to hear the conclusion. And of course, if you're hanging on every word, I'll feel flattered, and I may embellish the story. I may go further. I may go deeper. But wherever the journey goes, whatever the trappings are, you have a part to play as well. Your mind contains sense memories of things you've experienced in your life. And if you combined them in the right way, if you access the toolbox in the right way, you might visualize or feel things even if you haven't felt them in real life. For example, laying on a padded surface, sealed away from the world as a ship enters orbit and lands, or laying on a cell's soul bunk, feeling warm and safe, noticing the cell door is open, noticing you can walk out to find other vistas, or laying across a bench in a train car, going who knows where with the gentle ratchet of the wheels beneath, and your mind fading. Any of these, all of these, many more than these, are accessible possible permutations of the mixed drink of your prior experience. Your mind can assemble experiences based on what you think something would feel similar to, but also based on my instructions. Sink. Drift. Relax with it. Because as instructions follow, you will play your part of being the listener who asks what's next and who simulates in their mind the exact same things again and again. But also, you, existing as you do, listening to me, following here, I will live up to my responsibility as well, and always tell you what's next, relieving you of that burden, and giving me the vast, pleasant freedom of telling you what's up, what's next, what's coming, and how everything should feel, in exquisite detail, that'll stick with you long after we're done. Therefore, night-night, pet. Sink and relax, and get ready for story time.